Welcome, everyone, to the G-Note Podcast. I am your host, Jason Spicy G. Goldman, and I'm a Grammy-winning record producer, arranger, and musician. I've been a music professor at USC for over 22 years, and I am most known for writing and producing music for the iconic Michael Bublé over the past two decades. This is a podcast for musicians who want advice and strategies on navigating the music industry. If you're not a musician but a music fan, I promise there is plenty in here for you as well. On this pod, we talk all things music. On today's pod, I'm talking about how to help you get better at what you do. Let's go. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, as I mentioned, we are talking about how you can improve your skills and quickly. Be it performing, producing, engineering, whatever you're doing in the music industry, this episode is sure to give you some strategies on how to get better. One of the biggest issues that musicians face is the ability to get better. Many times, musicians are just not really sure what they need to do to get better. Like, you know, if they're practicing an instrument, a lot of times they get in the room and they're going to say they're going to practice. And what they end up doing a lot of times is just playing. And there's a difference between practicing and playing. And this applies to any of the disciplines in the music world. So there are basically two main ways, in my opinion, on how to improve efficiently and quickly. And this doesn't include listening. Obviously, you have to be a student and listen as much as you can. But my two ways that I recommend are, number one, taking private lessons, and number two, doing transcriptions. Let me explain. So private lessons, this is obviously self-explanatory, but let me tell you why this is important. This is typically the most important part. Like, if you're going to go to a music school, this is like the most important part of going to a music school. Sure, you can take private lessons from someone not at a school, but the school holds you accountable. And I can tell you from my experience, students need the accountability. First off, you can take private lessons on anything. A lot of people don't realize that. They think it's like just, you know, if you play an instrument, you can take a private lesson. That's not true. You can take lessons on music production, lessons on film composing, lessons on how to mix or master. I cannot stress enough how important it is to get private lessons. This is when a teacher is focused specifically on you alone, focusing on your issues or things that can help you specifically improve. This isn't just like a general class or a bunch of different people. This is specifically for you. Here's an example. Earlier in my music production career, when I would do a ton of songs, I wouldn't have the skills to finish the songs. Like, I had just learned how to produce, and I got all the pieces and parts together of the puzzle, but I just didn't have the glue to finish it off. I didn't know sonically how to finish it. And typically when you work at a, you know, work higher level records, you would send your music out to what's called a mix engineer. For those that don't know, a mix engineer takes all of the tracks of your song and balances the volume, creates space for each part in the sonic spectrum, enhances the overall sonic quality. And so at that time, I just didn't possess those skills. If you don't know how to mix, you have to send your music to an external mix engineer. And guess what? Mix engineers cost money and can range from like a beginning mix engineer at like a couple hundred bucks a song to a master engineer, someone like Serban Gania, who is likely above $8,000 per track. Plus, he probably gets a point or two on the song. A point or two is like a percentage of the master recording. For those that don't know Serban, here's a couple of songs that you may know that he's done.
24 karat magic in the air. We are never, ever, ever getting back together. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
Yes, so obviously you can see Serban is pretty much does the biggest hits. Most of the biggest hits in the past 20 years, Bruno Mars, as you just heard, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, just a small fraction of what he's mixed. He's won 20 Grammy Awards. He is a fantastic mix engineer. You may be thinking, well, if you're doing lots of songs a year and you don't know how to mix and you have to hire someone, that could end up being quite a lot of money. And the answer is yes, that's correct, which means that I needed to learn how to mix. So, of course, I probably did what everyone else did, which is I watched YouTube videos. Those are always a great place to start. It's free advice. Now, not all of the advice is always great, but it's a great place to start. But the bottom line is you really need someone to give you specifics that relate to you, as I mentioned earlier. So I decided to find someone I could take a mix lesson from. So I looked up some of my favorite sounding pop albums, as at the time I was doing a ton of just straight pop music. And I looked to see who mixed the record, and I began sending cold emails. So, you know, for example, I looked to see who did Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. It was Serban. So obviously I sent an email to him. Hey, I'd love to get a mix lesson from you. Most people, believe it or not, would actually email me back, but they would say, you know, I don't teach. Right. They're like, I just mix. I'm not a teacher. But one guy did get back to me by the name of Mark DeSisto. And he got back to me and he said also that he is not like a teacher per se, but he could mix an album for or a record for me and allow me to come watch and ask questions. So for me, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, well, that is basically what I'm looking for. It's a teacher. So Mark, just so everyone knows, Mark has done a ton of albums, many in the pop rock genre. And he did a Michelle Branch album called The Spirit Room, which is her big record. It was actually her debut record back in 2001, I believe. And she was actually, I think she was one of the first artists signed to Madonna's label at the time. I know she was on Madonna's label. I don't know if she was the first, but Madonna had a label called Maverick. And I always dug Michelle Branch's music. It was definitely that pop rock sound, and I love that sound. And on that record, there was a song that really was all over the radio, and it was called Everywhere. And I had just loved the sonics of that sound. Here is a little bit of the chorus of the song. I would put money that you probably heard it before. It's a really catchy song and really well-produced and engineered. 'Cause you're wow, that is a really good pop song. So moving on here, I end up paying Mark to mix one of my songs. I don't remember the song. And I went to his studio and I watched him and asked him a ton of questions. Folks, it was not cheap. It was like, you know, he charged me for mixing a regular record as if I was any other person, right? I mean, maybe he gave me a slight discount, but I could tell you it was still expensive. But worth the money to watch a pro work, especially as it relates to my music. I learned a ton. Not only was it great to watch and ask questions, but he would also give me recommendations as to gear I should get, plugins, just a ton of information that anyone who would have read a textbook would have necessarily got that, right? Because I asked for specific gear for what I was trying to do. And yeah, there are some general mix plugins, but specifically for the genres that I was working in. So over the course of the next year, I would work on my mixing, and it got to the point where I was not only mixing my own music, but I had gotten good enough where people were now starting to ask me to mix theirs. And obviously, hint, hint, here's another revenue stream that I created for myself. So again, folks, take private lessons. You will get better very quickly. The second way to get better really quickly is transcription. Now, this is a technique that all of us jazz musicians use. It is at the core of how jazz musicians typically learn the music. By the way, this again applies to not only instrumentalists and vocalists, but producers and engineers, and I'm going to talk about that in a second as well. One thing that drives me crazy when you talk to other professionals that they, you know, people are always saying to be unique, be yourself, don't emulate others. And while this may be true when you're at the level or ready to hear that, I call a huge BS. The way I learned how to produce music was emulating. It's exactly the way I learned how to play jazz saxophone. In jazz, I would listen to incredible musicians like Charlie Parker or John Coltrane or Miles Davis. And after listening to them, what I would do is I would learn to play their solo by ear. And I would try to play it exactly like them. I want the same time feel, the same phrasing, the same tonguing. And I did the same exact approach with music production. I created a playlist called Killer Production for myself. And I would put any song I felt was produced at the highest level that I just loved. All the music on this particular playlist was pop music because I have a separate one for jazz as well. And I still have this playlist and I still listen to it almost once a week. And you know what I would do? I would transcribe it. I would take a song or sometimes just a part of a song and I would try to recreate the exact same song on my own, or a portion of the song on my own. Everything from like how the kick drum sounded to specific vocal effects that I thought were interesting or synth sounds that I was like, how did he get that synth sound? And this would sometimes take me weeks to get it close. But once I did, I would learn a ton. All of the learning comes from the process and the journey. I want to figure out how to get a specific type of synth sound. What am I doing? I'm doing hands-on work inside my digital audio workstation, which is just the computer software, computer engineering and production software. And if I couldn't figure it out on my own, of course, I went to YouTube. And if I couldn't figure it out from YouTube, I would ask another person who I knew was good at music production. And I would make it so that I learned quickly. Let me say this, folks. It's really hard to be unique and special without the actual tools to do it. It would be like me asking you to write an article in Chinese, but no one ever gave you the alphabet or characters, but expected you to just get better and write the article. Even if you've heard it, yeah, sure, you may have heard it, but can you write an article? You need the tools, and you need to learn how to use the tools as best you can. Once you do, then you can level up your game and move into trying to be unique. Until then, study, learn, be a student, transcribe, and you will be well on your way to success, not to mention other possible revenue streams. But to try to jump into being unique and special from the jump is not the best way for long-term success. So I just gave you two ways on how to get better and get better quickly. Take private lessons and transcribe. Now go out and do it. All right, folks. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this pod so you can stay up to date with new shows, giveaways, and more importantly, the concerts. You got to come check out my big band. We are usually at Vibrato Bar and Grill, a jazz club, usually every 2 to 3 months, so check the website, which is jasongoldmanmusic.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram at spicygmusic. At the website, you can find out what other projects I'm working on and to see when I'll be performing next. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Much love. Peace.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.